You're listening to the Morphology Podcast. Thanks for tuning into the Morphology Podcast, aka Murph here, to share interviews about biking experiences from cyclists who have pedaled to places all over. Each week, we'll get to know new people and explore new destinations to ride your bike. As you listen to these adventures, you may wonder, why haven't I done that yet? Well, the Iowa Gravel Series started in 2020 after Chris McQueen put on the Glenwood Gravel Grinder and decided to expand. Seven races now make up the Iowa Gravel Series, and it's a full season of events all over Iowa that take place from May to September. Races include the Glenwood Super Bloom, which is a unique and first-of-a-kind women's gravel race in Iowa that takes place in late September. In this episode, Ian Breitlau, the marketing director with the Iowa Gravel Series, is on to tell us more about how the Iowa Gravel Series uses gravel roads to connect people with community. You can find out more about the Iowa Gravel Series and each of their events at iowagravelseries.com. A very warm welcome to Ian Breitlau. Hey, Ian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's nice to be able to talk to you. We talked a little bit before pushing record, and I think we both have like a really good energy for biking. So this is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah. No, really excited when I reached out to you and discovered there's an opportunity for me to talk about the Iowa Gravel Series and share our really exciting season and new things coming up for gravel racing in Iowa.
I was just in Stillwater, Oklahoma for a portion of Mid-South, which is a gravel event. And I don't even know the right word. Let's say the stoke. I mean, it's all about gravel and inclusivity and just fun while I was there. And as I was looking through your website, I see a lot of crossover. So, you know, and I'm an Iowan. And I love gravel, so here we are to talk Iowa Gravel Series. And I believe, let me make sure I have this right, that you are the marketing director, like you're on the board of directors for the Iowa Gravel Series. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So there's a board of, there's me and three others, and then our race director, Chris McQueen. We are part of the board, the board directors for the Iowa Gravel Series, which originally started in 2020. So,
oh wow,
it's definitely been this escalated pretty quickly, but we have a lot of exciting things to keep the hype going through this year. But I'm really happy to hear that that's reflected in other, you know, bigger style races across the Midwest, and it'll be really cool to see how that translates this year.
Right. And, you know, you're called the Iowa Gravel Series. So I already know the answer, but that definitely leads me to believe that there's more than one event, which we'll get into in a second here. But will you tell the listeners where you live and maybe if there's a cycling culture there?
Yeah. So I've kind of done a tour of the Midwest. I'm originally from Southeast Minnesota, Winona, but I went to school in Wisconsin, UW-Platteville, where that's actually where I got into cycling. I was a cross-country skier, of course, from Minnesota, and would mountain bike in the off season, and then really got into road racing in Wisconsin at the collegiate level. And then I followed my wife to Iowa City in 2020, which is kind of where I got hooked on the Iowa gravel culture, which I absolutely love and so glad that I made that connection there. And then in 2022, we moved to Omaha, Nebraska, where we are now for a residency of hers. So we're only going to be here for about four more months, and then we're actually moving back up to Minnesota, Mankato, Minnesota. So it's interesting because I've seen, you know, the different cycling cultures through all those areas. Omaha is very interesting because it, you know, involves the Council Bluffs areas where we have three of our races. So, and it's, you know, it's hard too because, you know, I really think any time less than 2 years in an area, it's really hard to kind of integrate with a community, and especially Omaha being really spaced out. There's a lot of little pockets of really strong community. There's, the Wabash Trail supports a lot of variety of cyclists. You know, we have Ragbrice starting in Glenwood, so that's gonna pull on the cyclists in the Omaha area as well. And then there's also, pretty big established races like the Lus Hills Enduro, and then Gravel Worlds in Lincoln. So it's an interesting kind of transient area, but I've made really good connections here. I live downtown, so accessing gravel roads has kind of been a struggle. But it kind of really depends where you live. But I'm just blessed, and I've been able to continue to cycle and have made connections. But even though I'm in Omaha, I still call myself a Iowa gravel cyclist, because that's kind of where it all started for me. So big supporter of that culture still.
And you're staying, as you move around the Midwest, you're still just within a couple hours of Iowa, seems at all times.
Right, exactly. I mean, we can drive from Omaha to Davenport and probably four and a half hours. Mm-hmm. So it's really not that bad to even get up to some of our races, Winnesheek County and Waukon, or south of Des Moines and Iowa City. So it's still very all accessible, especially when you consider how far people drive for, Mid-South or, Valley of Tears, those big gravel races. People are driving 13 hours or something.
Right.
So I think it's still pretty accessible.
Yeah. And on a side note, I have a gravel camp that I've been invited to, and it will be in Winona, Minnesota.
I'll get to
explore your home turf.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. Claire O'Leary.
Yeah.
Her husband actually went to Luther College and ran cross country with my wife. So I've seen her at weddings, and I've ridden with her up in Decorah, actually. So yeah, she's awesome. And then you'll love Winona if you need any recommendations, which I'm sure you won't, because they'll take great care of you. But enjoy. You'll have a great time.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, let's get into Iowa Gravel Series. And like I mentioned, I'm assuming it's multiple events. I do for sure want to talk about the women's specific event, but let's talk about all of them. And
before
we get into the actual events, give us some high level of what it's all about, whether you have a mission, maybe a little history.
Yeah. So we have a two-sentence mission statement, which I'll throw out there, and I really love this. It's on our website. So Iowa Gravel Series, we've really always been about having a great day in the saddle. We're using gravel roads to connect people with communities through fitness and adventure. And that's really it. So kind of a little overview is Chris McQueen, who lives in Glenwood, in 2020 said to himself, why can't I host a gravel race? I want a way to bring people together through fitness and outdoor adventure. And we have these beautiful Lus Hills and amazing B roads, and big, cuts in the hills. I want to show people. So it started with just the one Glenwood race then, and then he found ways to make it efficient and really dialed in. So then he bumped it up to five races all across Iowa for the 2021 to 2023 season. And then last year, four of us board of directors joined, and we've added two more races. And then, like you said, modified the Glenwood one to be women's only. So that's a brief history of kind of what we did. So we get asked a lot if these are races or rides.
Yeah.
And we call them races. And that's basically on the fact that we provide chip timing and results. But there's no cutoff. We do sweep the course at 2 p.m. that day. But if you want to keep riding, go for it. You're just going to be on your own for support. There's no caps on, or there's a 500 rider max cap, but
okay.
I doubt we'd ever reach that. So, but if you want to ride an e-bike, a tandem, a recumbent, you do you, and you're welcome at our events.
So it's just like any typical gravel event where you've got, the very front of the pack are probably, trying to get a podium spot, but then you have, just your normal gravel riders or racers. And then I'm assuming that you also have your back of the pack or your party pace people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that we are remaining pretty true to. Yeah, same opportunity for everyone. Again, if you're riding e-bike, we probably won't have an extra battery for you. So there may be a little difficulty if you need some help out there, but you're certainly allowed to come and participate.
And so you said the founder is from the Glenwood area, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So does that race still exist, that original one that he started?
Yes. That's kind of our flagship event. So right now it's called the Glenwood Super Bloom. And I won't drop the dates for all of them because there's seven in our series, but this one is going to be September 21st. And essentially, Julie Bohrer, who leads the women's only race team based in Omaha, approached us and said, "Hey, I'm thinking of doing some sort of women's only gravel race." She asked us, some questions about race infrastructure, timing, and we basically just decided, "Hey, let's just flip this race to women's only." That's just probably the easiest solution. So we're gonna go ahead and do that, and that's all set in stone. Sorry, dudes, there's plenty of other racing opportunities for men out there, but this one's going to be special. And we're really, really excited about it. And in terms of registration, popularity, sponsors, this one is making the most waves. So we're pretty proud of that.
Oh, I am extremely excited about this. And at this very moment, as we're recording, I do have it on my calendar. I don't have any conflicts. So
Yeah, it's awesome.
I definitely want to come to Glenwood and just, being able to ride a bike with all women is like, that's really, really cool. So
Yeah.
congratulations on putting that together.
Yeah. No, all props go to Julie for heading it. But yeah, it's an awesome social experiment too. I mean, we've had to, kind of push back on some males, in some surveys saying, "Oh, we wish it could be, wish we could race it." Well, TS essentially. This is how it's going to be. So, but there's still opportunities to volunteer, still come out and cheer. So, you can do a good gravel ride. In between cheering in the area. So yeah,
And
that'll be really fun.
that ride or race is on September 21st, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, in Glenwood. Awesome. So overall, this is a gravel series, right? So all of the events are happening on gravel. What is your opinion on gravel? I mean, I'll share my opinion
Yeah,
first, but
please do.
as a kid, I probably rode my bike on gravel without even thinking about it. And I didn't have any special equipment. I didn't have a special bike. It was just like, if I want to go somewhere, I have to take a gravel road. And now as an adult, it's almost a preferred place to ride a bike because it's so peaceful and quiet, and yet it's still challenging. But what's your opinion on gravel? A quick interruption to tell you this week's episode is sponsored by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. Located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, this is the outdoor enthusiast ideal place to stay for fun and relaxation. The lodge is nestled at the base of Pikes Peak and just a half mile from Garden of the Gods Park. Learn more at bicycleresort.com. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I love hearing, I feel like I'm someone of a young individual who helps organize and be involved in the gravel scene. A lot of these folks are probably in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they always talk about, "Well, when I was your age, we had to ride on gravel." It's not a new thing, but it's new to me, and I really like making that historic connection. But yeah, I totally agree with that. And how I see it, it's something that just never gets old. The topography changes, the seasons change out there. It's always something, new and stimulating. The surface condition changes. It's just something that you can always get excited about every day that you go out and ride gravel. So, and it's really cool and exciting that essentially the Iowa gravel calendar is packed from, February from Serum all the way to November with these grassroots events. And the big thing I've seen with hosting most of our events in small towns is that these towns really like having us there, and we, hopefully can bring in some business to their local grocery stores or catering companies or tourism boards. So, I mean, I think in general, most people are moving away from the country, that this is a way that, you know, rural Iowa can benefit, even if it's only a handful of small towns. But it's also a community where I think service is really prioritized, which I appreciate.
Oh, yeah. I always imagine maybe one already exists, but there should be a gravel like coffee table book or some sort of, you know, picture book of all the different types of gravel. Because, you know, if you're in Colorado and somebody says we're going to take gravel today, it's usually just like a dirt road. Like there's very few rocks. Where in Iowa, it is a completely different story. And even in between counties, you know, you can tell when a county changes because the quality of the gravel changes. So,
That's super cool. Or it's like when you enter in the Silka tire pressure calculator, it has you select what kind of gravel, like take that, but put it into like a coffee table book.
Yeah. And maybe it exists, but I don't know. It's it could be our $1 million idea.
Yeah.
Although
no joke.
Everyone listening right now may take that idea.
Just going to take it immediately. Yep. Whoops.
Anyway. Okay. So we talked about your women's specific event, which is amazing. And that one's in September. But I know you have plenty of other events for all athletes. So do you want to kind of give us, you know, some highlights on each of the events?
Yeah. So there's 7 events total. The first one, and I'll just go chronologically, I won't list out all the dates, but they do start the weekend of May 11th. And then the last one is September 28th. So the first one's called the Kelowna Horseshoe in Kelowna, which is just south of Iowa City. That's new this year, and that was kind of another collaboration between Caleb Wilson, who's a local there, you know, with the Jingle Cross gravel race going away, he saw this need to, you know, provide something to the Iowa City gravel community, which I know is really big as I live there, so he helped us make that a reality. That's our season opener, and then the Silver City Century, which is along the Wabash near Council Bluffs. Then we have the Wakan 100 in June. That's up in the beautiful and extremely hilly Driftless region. And then we have Albia Holy Cow in July. That is just south of Des Moines. The Soldier Cutoff Hildoro, formerly known as Preparation Pisgah, in early August. That's just north of Council Bluffs in the Lus Hills. Then we have the Glenwood Super Bloom, September 21st, and then another new one this year is the Fairfield Harvest Rush. This one's a little interesting too. It's another collaboration with the city of Fairfield. This one, actually, we have a 100-mile option with a cash purse. This event was actually ran since 2020, and the guy who was kind of involved with it reached out to us and asked us to help put it on. So we adopted this race as part of our series, and that'll be the season closer in late September.
And so all of these are bike events, but you also offer a running option. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Lots to talk about. So every race except for Glenwood will have a 10K gravel run the Friday night.
Oh, so you could do both if you are into that.
Exactly. Yes. For all you do athletes and triathletes who want to double dip. So we saw that's kind of the way most gravel events were going, is to have something for everyone. You know, a lot of people's partners run and want a opportunity to race. So it was actually pretty easy logistically just to add a 10K run from the same starting point as the bike race on Saturday.
So I, you know, if you have children, I would probably not ask you this question, but I'm going to anyway.
I do not yet. So
okay.
You're lucky.
but I'll still ask you this. Do you have a favorite race out of all these races?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I grew up in the Driftless region in Winona, and Wakan is only just across the Iowa border and still in the Driftless. So that's my favorite. I was fortunate enough to get on the podium before I joined helping out. So that was just an amazing. And that was, I think, my only second gravel race, and I had nothing but good experiences. I met Chris there. It was just such a great experience, and I love climbing up those hills. So it's definitely the farthest away from Omaha now, but if you're someone from the Twin Cities, Dubuque, even like Waterloo area, that one's you should be licking your chops at that one.
Describe what a typical event is like. I mean, is it a mass start? Is it, do you have stops along the way? Like, give us just an overview of a typical event.
Yeah, so all these will have the same format, I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. So it's a mass start for each distance on Saturday. So there's a 50K bike and a 100K bike route. And then the only exception is Fairfield with the 100-miler. But essentially, it's a mass start for the 100K, usually at 7 a.m. or 7:30, depending on when the sun rises with the seasons. And then usually half an hour later, maybe shorter, the 50K will all roll out. So we always guarantee 2 aid stations for the 100K and then 1 aid station for the 50K. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this isn't getting too into the weeds, but we also wanted to offer some sort of variety in race packages and pricing, because we understand that, you know, not everyone needs all the accoutrement and swag from a race. So some people, you know, especially with families, they want to get in, they want to race, and then get on the road home. And we want to be respectful and actually support them in that. So we have what's called a grassroots package and then a race package for the running and biking. So the race package, you get the race chip timing, a sticker, a t-shirt, a post-race meal, and all the swag that we can offer you. Mm-hmm. And then the grassroots package is just the race only with chip timing as well. So you have those two options going to each race.
So that's nice if you are the type of athlete that wants to do multiple events. Mm-hmm. You aren't, you know, breaking the bank if you choose not to want to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we've seen the prices for the big events be pretty steep. And, you know, they do offer a lot. You can essentially count on a full day of activities. But, mm-hmm. You know, with people with kids or they have a 3-hour drive, you know, the fast folks can finish the race by 10:30, 11, and then get home pretty shortly after. So that's kind of also just part of our culture that we wanted to prepare. And it's also cooler in the mornings because most of our races are in the summer. So targeting that 7 a.m. time is pretty key.
And how, like you spoke briefly on like the culture, but describe like the vibe of your events.
Yeah. You know, 4 adjectives kind of came to mind. I think we're really accessible. It's extremely fulfilling. We're efficient and predictable. So like I said, we have that consistent early start time. You beat the heat. It's essentially the same course, obviously with some variation if there's any construction or bridges out, or we have to go with a wet or dry course, but you really know what you're getting into year to year. And it's I hope to make it really accessible by allowing anyone to go in, you know, with the 100K option being the longest. That's, you know, I say just 60 miles. You know, I kind of laugh at myself because maybe someone who isn't into gravel would think that's crazy. But, you know, compared to the 150 of gravel worlds or even like the long voyage stuff, that's pretty bite-sized. If you want to do 30 miles too, that's still a really good day in the saddle where you can feel good about yourself. You know, we really want to respect people's time. You get reliable chip timing and then a good meal afterwards, and you can go home with a sticker and t-shirt and feel really good about yourself.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And so, do you have any incentive if somebody's like, I'm going to do all of those races?
Yes. So the top 3 at each race for the 100K, men and women's, will get a free Iowa Gravel Series jersey. Yes. So if you win every single race of our season for the 100K, you could potentially get 7 of them if you're a lady. So courtesy of Rad Custom Cycling Apparel, Kate,
oh,
over
sure.
there.
Kate,
it's been really awesome. So There's an incentive there. And then we also have, you know, we want to give stuff to everyone else. So we will be having swag bags and finish line raffles with some cool stuff from our sponsors.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. And I watched a video on your website, and there was mention of a thing called the cup of dirt.
Indeed.
And I love this. So you have to tell listeners what the cup of dirt is all about.
That's hilarious. Well, as we were talking before, you and Dave Mabel have connected on many things, and he connected with us for this. So this was originally his brainchild, and maybe back in 2017, but he wanted to do a Strava challenge where if you do, I think it was 12 metrics or 12 centuries in a year, you'd basically get a custom made cup that he would just call the cup of dirt. So it was, I think, just a fun thing for him to host. Mm-hmm. But I think he got busy with podcasts and stuff, and he wants to see it continue. So he approached us, and, you know, we had a conversation on if we could integrate it somehow into our series and pump some life into it. So we took that up, and we found a local ceramicist, Danielle Wiggum, who made those beautiful mugs that you can see in our video. And the details aren't completely hammered out yet, but essentially it's going to be anybody who wants to compete. You don't have to be in one of the Iowa Gravel Series races. You could just be involved in this community. Is that you would pay $25 per entry, and then you would still complete a certain amount of century rides to receive this cup at the end of the season. And if you don't receive, if you don't complete the challenge, then your $25 would be donated to a local charity. But we were also brainstorming about awards for the running races. We don't want to leave those runners high and dry. So we are going to do a first place award for each running race will be your very own custom cup of dirt for the runners.
Awesome. So that'll be there. And, you know, when you hear the phrase cup of dirt, you know, I think of like a Dixie cup full of actual mud or dirt. But this is a beautiful ceramic mug with your logo on it that I think, you know, if it's you're walking around with it, I think people are going to ask you where you got it and maybe the story behind it.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful for sure. Yeah, as in the video, Chris was saying, it's something where it becomes someone's mug, and it's their mug.
the favorite,
and they use it every kind of day mug. So, yeah, we're really happy with how those prototypes turned out. So, yeah, thanks for asking about that, though. It's kind of a cool little thing that came up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, okay, so if people are listening right now and they want to come to Iowa, or they already live in Iowa and they want to experience more gravel, where can they go to find out more information about Iowa Gravel Series?
Yeah, so simply iowagravelseries.com. We keep it easy. All of our races use Bike Ridge, obviously. If you want to get in touch with us personally, if you have any specific questions, it's just hello@iowagravelseries.com. And as everyone else, we have a specific Strava group, Instagram, Facebook, and we have a YouTube account, which I think is actually pretty cool and unique. We do course previews with a talk through over each race. We have a season overview video, and then we also do on YouTube and on Spotify, we have a podium podcast where we interview the local folks who've cracked the top three in all of our races. So men and women are on there, likely people in the gravel community in Iowa already know. So if you were lucky enough to be top three at any of our races, Chris has probably asked you to come talk about your experience at them. And I think we'll continue that too.
All kinds of different resources and places to go to learn more.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's part of our mission, is to just make it really accessible and enjoyable and easy for you to be part of this community.
Yeah. And this podcast is airing in early April. So that means, you know, if you're listening to this when it goes live, you have about a month until your first event, which is the Kelowna Horseshoe. Yeah. So when is registration open, or is it already open for all of these events?
Yeah. So registration's already open for sure. You can sign up for any of them at any time. You know, we try to always have deadlines for registration. I believe we usually try to get everyone before Wednesday to get chip timing figured out. But like I said, we have a 500 rider cap. So we do allow late registrations and then day of, obviously, if we don't have 500 riders, which would be amazing, but I don't think that's going to happen. So a lot of people look at the weather, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and then make the decision by Wednesday if they're going to register. So that's pretty common. But yeah, if you want to commit, get these on the schedule, I totally encourage you to sign up now for them.
Well, yeah. Anything else that you want to share with the listeners, you know, whether it's about the organization or sponsors or anything?
Yeah, I think we've gathered a bunch of unique sponsors, and I think they definitely deserve a really cool shout out here. So like I said, Kate with Rad Custom Cycling Apparel is doing our jerseys again, which you can also buy separately if you want one and don't want to spend your whole evening's training to get a top three. We're having Peak NA cocktails at our races, which is kind of interesting. I know there's a lot of NA brews at a lot of cycling races, but we connected with actually another Ian there. So that's going to be exciting. They're going to for sure be at Kelowna. Everyone's going to get one to try in their swag bag. We also will have, as part of our finish line raffle, bar bags from Or Not Bike, which is a custom bike accessory company out of San Francisco. They're pretty cool. Hand up gloves. We'll be offering finishing line raffles. Squirt Cycling Products, again, is coming back as a sponsor. Hammer Nutrition. We're going to have gels and mixes from them. A really cool connection too is my good friend. He's a dentist at Willow Creek Family Dentistry. They're going to be one of the jersey sponsors as well. And Dr. Kobe Vachelle actually coaches the Scholastic mountain bike team in Iowa City with Caleb Wilson, who organizes a Kelowna event. So kind of a cool connection there. And then if you're a junior, this is really big for you, is that we had Civco Medical Solutions provide sponsorships for all the juniors who want to come out to Kelowna, such that it's only $10 per race.
Oh, that's awesome.
For them. So really accessible, because I know there's a lot of juniors involved in that mountain biking scene. And then this is kind of exciting one is Big Grove. I think this year they're just going to be offering some swag bag fill, but if you haven't heard, they're announcing an Omaha location.
Yeah.
So they're really excited to try to help spread the word of them being there, and hopefully through our races kind of near Council Bluffs. So that's hopefully something I have in the works too.
I love that you have events like throughout the entire state. So,
yeah.
And like you mentioned, it's not very far to travel from, you know, border to border of the state of Iowa,
right,
if you want to make a quick trip out of it. But then, of course, there's right, so much to see if you decide to, you know, hang out for a day or two.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of like I said, it's never, it just doesn't get old. That's kind of the magic of it, in my opinion. So, yeah, if you got a camper van or anything of that sorts too, most of our events are held out of community parks or campgrounds. So there's usually camping very close by on site, or places to park your vehicles if you want to spend the night before the race.
Great. Well, Ian, thank you so much for sharing information about Iowa Gravel Series. And like you said, it's just iowagravelseries.com to find out more information.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming on.
No, absolutely. I'm very lucky to have connected with you, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Very thankful. Thank you.
Well, listeners, that's it for this week. Email me at morphologypodcast@gmail.com if you have a topic or the name of a cyclist you find interesting. Support my podcast at patreon.com/morphology, and visit both my Facebook and Instagram pages for daily entertainment. I have more great episodes in the pipeline, so I hope you continue to be a Morphology Podcast listener.